Let us pray. Holy God, you have always been one who disrupts. You interrupt suffering to bring peace. You interrupt isolation to create community. You interrupt silence with the sound of alleluias. So today we ask that you interrupt us. Stop us in our tracks with the good news that only you, O God, can offer us. Freeze us in time and move and dance among us so that we can hear your word anew until the sound of the alleluias ring in our ears. So open our ears to hear, our eyes to see, and our hearts to be transformed. Amen. Church, our scripture reading, our good news today comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. Hear now the word of the Lord. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled in a place by itself. The other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. But she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. It was one Easter in particular where a family had gathered at the beach off the Carolina coast. A church, a local church, was offering a sunrise service on the beach Easter morning. So early Easter morning, the young woman woke up to the smell and sound of coffee brewing,
She could also hear scurrying around the house as the family realized they had overslept and needed to run to get out of the house to worship. They made it to worship. You see, the family arrived on the boardwalk while it was still dark. They entered into the singing of familiar Easter hymns. The young woman was still rubbing her eyes, trying to wake up. You see, she knew it was Easter morning, but with the rushing around, the spilling of coffee in her lap on the way, and running to worship, the glory of the day hadn't yet set in. Until as the sun began to rise over the ocean, and she heard the sound of bagpipes in the distance making their way closer to the worshiping community. Ah, she thought, alleluia, he is risen indeed. And she was able then to hear the hymns of joy and hope and love and promise. It is as if she did believe that morning why they had gathered, but it wasn't until she stayed in the moment and God revealed God's self to her through the gift of a magnificent sunrise on the beach and the sound of bagpipes with their familiar sounds of springing forth Easter emotions. Following the worship service, the family returned home. Churches, I have sat with this John text this past week. I found myself realizing I might be more like the disciples. Having heard Mary and running to the tomb, peering in the tomb and noticing the linen wrappings, I too might have seen and believed, yet not really know the full story and the complexity of the mystery and returned home. But then there's Mary. Mary, while it was still dark, similar to our present day, the looming darkness of grief, of pain, of isolation, of feeling like our world has been turned upside down. Mary Magdalene, while it was still dark, went to the tomb. Upon noticing the stone had been removed, she ran to those two disciples. We can imagine her fear, her bewilderment, her initial shock. They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him. The disciples, hearing this, ran to the tomb. We can imagine they too are confused. They arrive. They look in. The tomb is empty. They see and they notice the particular placement of linens, recognizing it is not the act of grave robbers because of the care and attention to detail. They went in, they saw and believed, yet they did not understand. But then there's Mary. You see, when the disciples went back home, we don't know what they carried in their hearts and in their minds when they returned home. But what we do see is a glimpse of what Mary was experiencing. She wept. Mary stayed at the tomb and wept. And as the tears of pain streamed down her face, she looked in the tomb and two angels were there. Why are you weeping? They ask. They have taken away my Lord. I do not know where they have laid him. Then she turned around. Jesus was standing there. But she did not know it was he, for her assumption, or better yet, her lack of perception, maybe due to overwhelming grief or blinding tears, was that he was a gardener. Jesus said, "Why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" "Please, sir, just tell me where he is," she cries out. And then he calls her name, Mary, and Mary recognizes her teacher, her Lord. Church, believe at this point, this is a turning point for Mary in the resurrection story and a turning point for us, for Mary has seen the risen Lord. Mary is the first to undergo that transformation from grief to joy, all because she stayed and she wept. She sat in her grief by an empty tomb that is in fact life-giving, and Jesus revealed himself. Grief to joy. Joy found in the one who proclaims his oneness with God. We witness Mary meeting her risen Lord, this outward and visible sign that Jesus has conquered death and a new creation has begun. Mary, while it was still dark, saw and believed and then declared, "I have seen the Lord." Announcing the good news of great joy to the disciples, even in the darkness, resurrection happens. Even in desolate times where we find ourselves, resurrection happens. Easter joy is birthed in the wilderness, in church, maybe today. Maybe today some of us aren't there yet. We're not quite ready to find ourselves on Easter morning running to the tomb. And if that is where you find yourself today, that is okay. You are not alone. Perhaps even you're waiting to hear Jesus call your name. So for you this day, I offer this. God knows your name. God knows you, and God loves you like no one else can. So continue to journey, knowing you don't have to weep alone. Jesus is present right where you are. Remember, Jesus wasn't in the tomb, my friends. Jesus is with each and every one of us. Austin Channing Brown's blog entitled, "When Sunday Comes," she writes this, "I know it is hard to look at the world and believe in Sunday. It is hard to be witness to destruction and devastation, the injustice and pain, the hatred and evil. At every turn, the world makes a mockery of our hope, hitting us in the gut, demanding to know, where is your hope now?" She writes. She continues to say this, my friends. Our hope is no longer in a tomb. Our hope is no longer dead. Our hope is on the move. Remember, Jesus wasn't in the tomb. Jesus is with each and every one of us. He has risen. Indeed. Church, for like Mary, we are called to continue to bask in the joy by proclaiming we have seen the Lord this day and every day as a resurrection people. One commentator writes, "The Christian faith is not holding on to the past that recedes even farther back into the distance, but experiencing a living present in which everything is different now because of what once really happened and continues to happen. Even in the wilderness, joy springs forth. With each new day dawning, we get to declare we have seen the Lord." So how do our lives reflect that we have seen the risen Lord? How can our lives declare we have seen the risen Lord? Today, church, we are called to a new creation. Perhaps if we are ready to come out of the wilderness for a moment, we will realize we are all new creations. New creations found in Christ Jesus, the risen Lord. And today, or when you're ready to get out of the wilderness, we have to ask ourselves as a people, an Easter people, will we return to the way things were? Or will we hold on to the hope that indeed a transformation might last, a transformation that will join Mary even in the darkness, sharing the light of joy that comes with seeing and believing and announcing, we have seen the Lord. Church, will we return home? Will we stay and sit by the tomb? Will we look for Jesus? Or will we go and announce, I have seen the Lord? You see, later on that Easter day at the beach, the family did return home. Their normal routine started to set in. So early in the evening, they decided to share in their traditional Easter egg hunt. Now, a few days earlier, the young woman had stuffed Easter eggs with candy and stickers and all other gadgets. She actually put some words in some of the eggs, so when people opened them, one was prompted to announce what was written on the paper. She intentionally left one egg empty. So a casual evening, your typical family Easter egg hunt, and then a small voice. What's this say? A nephew looked up at his aunt. I have seen the Lord. I see the Lord, he says. And then another egg. It was empty. What's this one say, Aunt Mary? Aunt Mary responds, the tomb was empty. Let's go and tell the good news of Easter joy.